Snow White and the Seven Thugs. The Voodoo Mirror. By Lars Ray. Read by Rita Stoneworth. Chapter 1. Lady Jane and the Magic Mirror. Lady Jane spoke with her New Orleans accent, tinged with a little Caribbean. "Camera report, please." Lady Jane was short and wide, but voluptuous. She approached the big oval mirror on the wall. As she neared it, the mirror's image transformed into a computer monitor and began to speak. Jimbo was with her, dressed in expensive black designer wear and standing at 6'3" tall. He had followed her into the lavish French interior-designed room. "Good morning, Lady Jane," the mirror replied. "We have over 687 cameras working today, with more online for tomorrow. It's been busy so far today." "Let's see it," Lady Jane commanded. "As you command. Take a look here at McGillie's. Something is about to happen," the mirror responded. The oval mirror physically rotated to a horizontal position, displaying one of Lady Jane's witches. Her gang members were dressed in white t-shirts that had a 3-inch print of the logo of the mirror featuring Lady Jane's face below the back of the neck. These gangsters also all had the same tattoo. A portly, short guy named Gizmo was being harassed by one of her witches. "Isn't that thug one of the seven?" Lady Jane asked. "They ain't no thugs. They sell weed," Jimbo said. Her witch shoved Gizmo, who responded with a tremendous uppercut, knocking the witch out cold. Gizmo then took a quick look around and ran off quickly. "Ain't no thugs, huh?" Lady Jane said. "How'd that thing know?" Jimbo asked, motioning his head towards the mirror. "It's the latest of Tom's improvements. The mirror can now see things a few seconds before they happen." She turned her head and spoke in an authoritative voice. "Mirror, give me a look at the seven." The mirror displayed candid pictures of seven men, enlarging each one as it provided details. "They all live in the big house over on Elm, ma'am. Bull, 35. He's their leader. His mother died when he was 2 years old. His father was a banger. Ace, 62 years old, Bull's uncle. He raised Bull when his father died, a Gulf War vet. BK, Bambi killer, Bull's second cousin, 22 years old. He likes hunting with his uncle Ace. Money, 33 years old, Bull's neighbor from youth. Gizmo is the one you just saw. He's into tech. Slick is Gizmo's cousin, and Damien is more like our guys. He does Bull's dirty work." "I can tell you more," the mirror explained. "No, that's enough. Jimbo, go see what the hell happened there," Lady Jane ordered. Jimbo sighed and left. Tom, weathered and with a beaten posture, holding a screwdriver, emerged from behind a big computer near the mirror. He sat down at a small desk and started typing on the keypad. "Well, we should be able to get to a personality-based level soon," Tom said. "Great job today, Tom," the mirror complimented. "Look, just 'cause he's my husband don't mean you kiss his skinny ass. Look at this." Lady Jane went over to Tom and pulled down the back neck of his shirt, exposing a 3-inch high tattoo of the mirror with her spooky face in it. "I own him like all the rest," Lady Jane declared. Tom gave Lady Jane a wry look. "Don't you give me no look, you worthless junkie Joe," Lady Jane snapped. "You're the one who started me on it. If I don't take the no-jo now, I get the nightmares," Tom protested. "You weak, pathetic little man. Look at me, I can do it. I just choose not to," Lady Jane retorted. Tom looked down, accepting that she was right. He sighed. "Tom, your daughter has arrived, one day early, I believe," the mirror announced. From the mirror view, outside, Jasmine, a cute 17-year-old girl with short, fluffy dreads and a skirt, got out of a cab with her luggage. She smiled at the cabbie as she paid him, then looked up at Lady Jane's mansion. Inside the mirror room, Lady Jane gritted her teeth. "Well, here she comes. She better be good." "I should have never agreed to letting her come here," Lady Jane said. "Jasmine needs me now." "It's for—" Tom started, You shut your damn mouth. Go. Go see your daughter. I'll be down later, Lady Jane interrupted. Tom left, and Lady Jane looked at the mirror, sighing. Well, I lost this one, and it's going to be a disaster. You mark my words, Lady Jane said, torn. If I didn't need him for you, that piece of shit would be out of here, Lady Jane added. Without Tom, I wouldn't be here. It's why you married him, right? The mirror replied. Whatever. And Spear, what a stupid name. Tom gave him that. Pull that back to me, Lady Jane said. The mirror went to a view of the past. In it were Lady Jane, Tom, and Antoine. They were sitting around in the kitchen when Jimbo brought in the 18-year-old, lanky, straight-laced, and geeky Spear. Here's Lance, everyone, Jimbo said. Lance, what kind of name is that? Lady Jane asked. It's a good name for an optometrist, Lance responded. They all laughed, but Lady Jane frowned and got up to leave. He needs a name, Antoine said. A lance is a spear. How about Spear? Tom suggested. Spear. Works for me, Antoine agreed. Yeah, why not? Spear, Jimbo added, looking at Lance. Anything's better than Lance, Lady Jane said as she exited the room. Back to the present, Lady Jane asked the mirror. Well, how do I get out of here? She'll be done with high school this year, and then she's planned a year or two of culinary school. So it looks like she'll be here for a couple of years, the mayor responded. This is insane. The imbalance could bring the evil eye, Lady Jane whispered, lowering her head and voice. I am learning more as Tom increases my intelligence, which I don't believe is artificial at all. Still, I am trying to understand. What exactly is the evil eye? The mirror inquired. Don't say it again. Just talking about it brings it. But once it finds you, everything goes wrong. You're cursed until the end, Lady Jane said, still ducking and cowering, looking up fearfully. She paced, deep in thought. I know. I'll wait for her to screw up. Then I'll kick her up, Lady Jane decided. What if she doesn't? The mirror asked. Then I'll just have to make sure she does, Lady Jane said craftily, with a slowly forming smirk on her face. She walked over to the big sofa and had a seat, then spread out, sighing and smiling. Now that Jimbo, Mira, take me down memory lane, Lady Jane said. As you command, the mirror replied. And then the mirror went to a view of the past. In it, old photos and cell phone videos appeared as the mirror spoke. Jimbo was a shrimper in New Orleans until he started smuggling cocaine. He became a business partner with you and then became your lover, the mirror narrated. Yeah, but he always had other women, and I had to get the hell out of town when things got too hot. How long was I here in L.A. when he arrived? Lady Jane asked. Well, he had to get out of New Orleans 6 months ago, so you had been here a little over 11 years, the mirror answered. The mirror went to the past again. The scene started with Jimbo standing on Lady Jane's entryway. Hey, listen, Jane. I really appreciate this, Jimbo said. Lady Jane allowed him to get close. She got closer. Anything for an old friend, Jimbo. You do know I'm married now, Lady Jane said, flirting with her eyes. Well, then, I guess I'll have to be a real gentleman, Jimbo responded, smiling down at her. You better not, Lady Jane laughed, and they turned, with her holding his arm, and went into the house. Back to the mirror room, Lady Jane asked, how can we replace Tom? Simple. You hire an exceptional programmer that is an expert in artificial intelligence. Get him addicted to Nojo, just like you did to Tom, so he never leaves and keeps his mouth shut, and teach him everything Tom did to create me, the mirror answered. Lady Jane sighed in frustration. There was a knock on the door. Tom came in. Come on downstairs and meet Jasmine. You like her. You will, Tom urged. Oh, get out of here. I said I'll be down, Lady Jane replied spitefully. After Tom left, Lady Jane spoke again. What am I going to do with her? And they're bringing up the newest batch of Nojo today, she exclaimed.
She paused and put on her smiley face.
"I'll be nice as candy," Lady Jane said with a forced smile.